This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my giddy little gigglers?
Ooh, cute.
I went thrifting this weekend in Vermont.
How was it?
I came up with like a joke about thrifting.
I feel like Vermont's probably a great place to thrift.
Oh my God, it's amazing. It's very like granola vibes.
Yeah, I can see
every old man who's cold there looks like Bernie Sanders. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Do you know Ted Bundy was born in Burlington, Vermont?
I don't. If I never go to Vermont again, I'm fine.
So I went thrifting. You would hate it because it's kind of like kind of smelly. But I realized thrifting is just like dating, where you're like, this is fun. And then you start looking at everything and you're like, why did nobody want these things? Yeah. And then you find like one really cute sweater in the back and you're like, this is crazy. How did no one else find this? Am I so lucky? And then you put it on and it's really itchy and he's a narcissist.
That's so true. I feel like I would like thrifting if I knew I was going to get really great stuff.
You would love designer thrifting, I feel like, because that takes real style. Like, you have to have an eye.
Yeah, I would like consignment thrifting. But, like, I don't want some old man's t-shirt, you know? Like, I could do without it.
I had an unfortunate experience at the airport today.
What happened to you?
I was wearing my Giggly Squad pants, mm-hmm. and this, like, man in front of me was, like, at the TSA, was, like, looking at me. And you know when you're like, I'm not going to make eye contact, like, I don't know what he wants, but, like, I know he's staring at me. And then he's finally like, what's Giggly Squad? And I'm like, honestly, it's above your head. Like, you're not going to get it.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's so niche that, like.
And I, like, have nervous laughter, so I start laughing, and he's like, oh, so you, like, giggle. And he's there with his wife. He's, like, in his 60s, and you could tell, like, he lives for these, like, awkward stranger interactions. And I'd rather, like, be burned at the stake than have to deal with this. Mm-hmm. And then he starts asking me questions. He's like, so what is it? And I like don't know how to lie on the fly.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, it's a podcast. And he's like, oh, what do you guys talk about? I was like, we make fun of stuff. And then he's like, so what are you in Vermont for? And this is like rule 101 of being a comedian is you don't tell people you're a comedian. Like, you say you're an accountant, you say something boring. But I was just like, he was kind of like pissing me off, like, and I was like, I'm a comedian.
Were you getting a condescending tone?
Yes. Okay. Like, oh, little girl, what were you doing? Oh, you make little jokes. And I was like, I'm a stand-up comedian, I just had 6 shows. And then he's like, oh, tell us a joke.
No.
This is 9 a.m. at the airport. I look like disgusting. Like, my face is just full of like sadness and salt.
Yep.
And when a normal dude, like if I'm out at a bar and he's like, oh, tell me a joke, I always just say your face and everyone laughs. But like, I'm not going to say that to a 65-year-old man.
At the airport in the state of Vermont.
And you know I'm a people pleaser, so part of me was like, do I, like, start a bit? And then I was just like, look, it's not how it works. Like, it's, and he's like.
You said this. You were like, it's not how it works.
Yeah, I go, let's not do this. And he's like, tell me a joke. And people are, like, looking at us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not about to have an open mic at Burlington, Vermont's
Coke Factory
pre-line. So I'm standing there. Oh, no, actually, I don't have TSA pre, and this is moments that I'm like, I wish I had fucking TSA pre.
I don't know how you don't have it. You, all you do is travel.
It's causing a lot of problems in my relationship right now.
Yeah, I would be on Des's side with this one. Anyway, keep going.
Jump on the bandwagon with my mom and my dad too. So I literally am like, I'm very tired right now.
Yeah.
And he pushes again and he's like, tell us a joke. And the wife next to him was like, leave her alone. Like, she's tired.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, like, I can't wait to tell the gigglers the harassment I dealt with this morning. And then, like, you know when there's so many people at the airport but you keep running into them? I'm like, we're both getting the same magazine right now. So anyway,
And they were going to New York City too.
Yep.
Wow.
Yes. I'm at this weird age where I think, you know, like, you always just feel like you're 23.
Yes. Yes. Like, you have imposter syndrome when you're somewhere where you're like, I'm not an adult, but like,
I'm a baby.
Yeah. But like, in this situation, if something were to go down, like, you are an adult.
You can call my mom if you need something. Yeah, but like, I'm at this age where like middle-aged men, and when I say middle-aged, I'm not talking about Des. Des is like, in my head, Des is Des. Like, he's like,
right,
but like middle-aged men in like their 50s.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say, because like, okay, we're 30,
like late 40s, 50s.
Okay,
men are starting to like bring up conversation with me in public, and I'm like, I think they're hitting on me.
Yeah. No.
And I'm like, is my collagen that bad?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm a child. And then I realized, like, am I of the age now? I mean, I'm married to someone who's 47, but like,
I know.
And these also, they're guys who are young, don't talk to you as much because like, they're insecure. Yeah. They're nervous. These men in their 40s and 50s, they're just like, so what's up? And you're like, go call your children.
Like, how dare you? How dare you? You're insulted. I had not a similar experience, but I was at an airport like in the past couple of weeks. And you know how there's like that airport sexual tension, like with anyone remotely good looking and like your age. I was getting on a flight and there was this like guy, and he was definitely younger than me. Like, I could tell he was younger than me, and he was good looking. And I like looked at him and could not have looked away from me faster, had zero interest. And I was like, oh my God, do you think he thinks I'm old? Like, I got like, that was my immediate thought. You know, I'm like so intuitive because I like looked cute. It wasn't like I looked like disgusting.
No, when you're at the airport, you have like a hat. You look mysterious and like hot and busy. I look like a dumpster elf.
Also known as a raccoon.
No, like, I even sat down and there was like a man who I'm like a grown ass man who starts talking to me, mm-hmm. like next to me. And I haven't had that happen in forever. And he was like, do you like wine? And I was like, no. And then I saw him on the flight coming back and he waved at me. And I was like, we're not friends.
Yeah, like just because we sit next to each other on the plane where it's assigned seating doesn't mean that I chose to sit next to you.
I did
and
not
like,
choose
we're
this life.
Yeah,
take an Advil.
No.
Oh my God, there's so much plane drama though today. Sorry, clearly all I've been is on planes since we've talked. But today this guy moved someone's bag and put it somewhere else to put their bag. And this woman stands up and goes, why would you move my bag to somewhere it's not going to fit? That's not very nice of you. Like, made it like fucking personal. Part of me, like, she's fully in the right. But part of me was like, wow, we are just fully choosing drama at 9 a.m. this morning.
I will say one of my most anxious moments is when I'm flying alone and I have to, and I brought a carry-on like rolling bag and I have to put it up in the overhead luggage. Like, that 30 seconds is, I could kill myself. Like, it is the most terrifying moments. Like, no one helps you. I've also never moved someone else's bag. Like, I literally would be like, I don't deserve to fly on this plane if I can't figure this out.
Wait, no one helps you? Because it's funny, I feel like whenever I lift, everyone like goes to help me, like as if I, and I'm like, I'm strong, like I don't need this.
No.
And everyone has to act like they're a fucking hero, like, oh, I'll help you. And I'm like, sir,
I never get help, to the point where I have been taking down a bag before with guys standing behind me, and me Shut getting up. Down and be and looking at them being like, thank you, like, and laugh. Like, I can have those really what? Bitchy, like, cunty under my breath comments. I actually do it a lot. Like, whenever someone doesn't hold the door for me, I'm like, thanks. Like, that little shit really fucking pisses me off.
That's like classic New York, though. Like, all day you're just like, cursing under your breath.
Yes.
Overall, you had like, a great day.
The amount of times I've gotten off a plane and been like, don't worry, I got it. Like, it just,
I mean, either they're intimidated by you or they just see how big your hands are and they're like, she's got this. They're like, I've never seen fingers that long. She can do this.
I literally like Spider-Man it down. I just shoot my bag.
We have so many fucking amazing notes. Oh, but first off, Paige, why don't you tell them about your first look episode? That's pretty fucking cool.
Oh, yeah. My first look episode is on Peacock right now streaming. I did the New York City episode. I went to like all these different boroughs. I was most nervous for my outfits. No, I didn't. Sorry. I was in Brooklyn. I was in Harlem.
Did you tell them I was from Brooklyn?
I don't think. No, I don't. I did. That's like the one time I didn't mention it.
Okay, that's fucked up.
I have a friend from Brooklyn. But anyway, so it is on Peacock now if you want to stream it. But it was really fun. It was so nice to like film something and be myself and then not be so fucking anxious after it and be like, how are they going to cut it up? What am I going to look like? Like I was could be myself and I knew that it was going to be myself on there. So that was nice. Wow.
Well, yeah. I know that when we first met, you always wanted to be involved in like hosting and stuff, so it's
I wanted
cool
to be Maria Menounos
to watch manifestation come real, mm-hmm. come alive. Okay, first question.
Yeah,
and I saw this on TikTok. Would you rather have to marry the person you lost your virginity with,
no.
or have the job, your first job for the rest of your life?
My first job for the rest of my. What was my first job?
Blow job.
Either way, I'm stuck with that first guy.
Was your first guy good?
I mean, was he good in terms of like the type of human he was, or was it good?
Yeah.
He was okay. I mean, I'm sure he's like a great guy now. I don't really know him very well anymore, but like, mm-hmm. did he cheat on me in high school? For sure. But oh, is he engaged to the girl he cheated on me with? Absolutely. So in that okay. case, I'm like, I love them. You
yeah,
know?
We're not like that mad about it.
I'm not that
like,
mad about it. They were meant to be together.
It was for the love of his life.
If anything, I was the problem, you know?
If anything, you just pushed him to find someone right for him. It's funny because I lost my half virginity to like the sweetest boyfriend who played tennis with me on the high school team.
Yeah.
He was a liar, but he was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
But then the guy who I lost my like virginity to in college, it was a horrible experience, football player.
So you would go first job?
My first job was a hostess at a Korean restaurant. And honestly, I love Korean food. Are you kidding me? Bibimbaps?
Yeah, I think my first job was like being on the cover of the Easy Bake Oven. So I'm going to take that all day.
Wait, yeah, your first job was being a fucking model.
So I'll just eat sweet treats and like play with my mom on the set, you know?
Throwback to Easy Bake Ovens, the last time we cooked. Also, on TikTok, someone said that you know a girl is your bestie yeah. if you look like a hot lesbian couple.
I feel like for all the Giggly Squad pictures we take, if we just gave it to random people on the street and they didn't know what Giggly Squad, we would look like a hot lesbian couple. Technically, we do engagement photos every time we have Giggly Squad. We do laughing pictures. We know exactly like what the vibe should be. Like one person's looking at the other person. Sometimes we put your hand on my shoulder.
And we know what each other needs. Like, I don't even speak. And you're like, she needs apple juice in the green room.
Wait, what about when we're doing meet and greets and I, like, go on the opposite side of you because I know that it's, like, not your good side?
No. Ugh. Yeah. So, and then whenever, like, we were dating in the past, I feel mm-hmm. Like I wanted someone who was like you, but with, like, a massive penis. And I feel like you always say Craig and I are like, except I'm better at tennis.
You're way better in general. Like in general. But there are certain things that like he will do that like you will say the same thing. And I'm just like, that's so annoying.
Craig and I are the Labrador Retrievers and you and Des are like the black cats.
Okay, I have an announcement. And I've thought about it. And I just want to see like what the gigglers think. I had a moment the other day where I was like, look at us just like going back on our plastic surgery thing. I had a moment the other day where I legitimately was like, I really want to get my boobs done. Like, I want to get them done so bad. I was even like looking up like doctors and like stuff like that. And then I said it to Craig and I was like, what would you think if I got my boobs done? And he was like, you just hate your body right now. That's why you want to get your boobs done. And I and I was like, wait, that is so fucking true. Like, I just didn't, I wasn't into like how I was looking the past couple of weeks. And I've been like complaining about it or saying, I obviously haven't been doing anything about it because I'm nuts. That'd be literally insane. Someone check on me. And so I was looking for things to like fix that feeling. So today, what is the date? January 29th. If I want my boobs done in 1 year from today, I will get them done.
So interestingly, I'm fully supportive of it.
Of me getting my boobs done?
Well, it would be a new era.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would like get their boobs done and just have like so much confidence and like feel like sexy in a way they never felt before. Like, it really just depends on the person. And I do not want you having some like crazy huge Pamela Anderson titties.
No, I wouldn't go nuts. I would go like a big B, small C.
I don't want it to hurt your little back.
Yes, I already have neck problems. And I also feel like my body is so sensitive. I'd like get them put in and my body would be like, get these the fuck out of here. Like, I don't know if I would.
I just feel like life is short. If you want tits, get them.
Yeah.
I actually don't hate Craig's response.
Yeah.
Like, if he jumped on it too early, like, yeah, that would be awesome. I'd be like,
I'd be like, gross. That's just
like, has he been subliminally messaging?
Yeah. Like, boobies, did he boobies, put boobies, this boobies. Thought in my head?
I do have to say, trigger warning about like body and like eating. If you know, it's annoying to hear about, but like, I am delusional when it comes to my body. Like, I'm completely delusional where like I could gain weight.
Yeah.
And I will be like, oh, it's because I'm PMSing, like the water weight, obviously. And then I'm like, I still don't feel good. And I'll be like, well, you're on your period, obviously.
Right.
And then I'll be like a random week and I'll be like, you just got off a flight. Like, that's why. Like, I will never.
Dude, I use the flight one all the time. I use the flight one all the time. I'm like, whatever. I'm fucking so dehydrated from a flight that I'm bloating. Like,
I've never once admitted that I've gained any weight.
I'll even weigh myself and be like, scale's definitely broken. I haven't used the scale in so long.
I'll be like, I did have a salty dinner last night, so that's just water weight. I'll find a reason why. And it's not me. I'll tell you that.
Dude, girls have to deal with so much because I feel like when I went on birth control, I definitely gained weight from it. But I also feel like my body shaped. Like, changed. So like, that was a weird adjustment. It wasn't like I felt like, oh my god, I gained so much weight, I'm like fatter, but I felt like when I gained weight, it went to different places that it didn't used to go to. So I got I had like a different body. Like, it
also, I do have to say, we are 30.
It's so awful.
She's like, gravity's really been hitting.
No, it's from the birth control. No, I didn't used to look like this.
I just knew when I was younger, I just had to take like a heavy, strong-winded shit.
I just feel like I follow all these fucking 25-year-old influencers on TikTok and they're like, this is what I ate in a day. And all I want to do is comment in capital letters, you're 25. It literally doesn't fucking matter.
There's one girl who makes fun of celebrities what I eat in a day. They'll be like, first I smell an almond.
Literally.
Then I pick up this $40 salad And then at night, I have a piece of salmon and a chickpea. And you're like, no.
No.
No. And I also no. think those things are never true. So you're like, those things are
never, those things are never, ever true. It's all like based on aesthetics, I feel like.
Yeah. And like, she like tells her PR team to write it. She's trying like, to give like
cool
shit?
Girl vibes when really it's just.
It honestly is like promoting eating disorders. I'll tell you that right now. But yeah, I'm interested what the gigglers think, but because you're in the public eye, like if you do something, you have to deal with the backlash of like what everyone decides, and you don't know what the group mentality is.
And also, like, what if I get them and I hate them, and then I'm just like, I want these out.
Take them out. I don't know. I don't know how easy it is.
Yeah, like how do you do
Can
that?
Can you get a tip BBL? Like they take the. You know.
Why haven't they invented filler for like? Like I can go, you know, how I can go in and get my lips done. Why can't I go in, get my boobs done, and then they go down in like 6 months?
That is so smart. Oh my God.
Like, why can't I do that?
It. But what about like how it would change all your outfits? Like you can't wear the like little cute crop tops. It'll look right. like it goes from being like cute to being like, okay. Also, we can go back to our original theories. What are those boobs actually representing?
No, I tried. That's why I'm bringing it up, because I tried to do this. I tried to break it down therapy style.
What are you trying to fix with your boobs?
Yeah, I was like, what do I not like that I feel like boobs will solve? And will that like what's the root of it? And
yeah, because one thing I did hear about plastic surgery is people will go through depression after, because they will put all their anxiety into like, I will be happy if I get my tits done.
Yeah.
And like they don't look at any other problems. They're just like, it's my tits, it's my tits. And then you get your tits done. I hate saying tits, but that's what the word that's coming to me.
Yeah.
You get them done, and then the next day you still feel the same, and it didn't like turn you into this like really happy person.
Yeah.
And then you get depressed because you're like, wait, this was supposed to be the answer.
Like I know after I have a child that I'm definitely gonna wanna get my whole shit done.
Like, mommy makeover.
Whatever they're offering, I'm getting.
Yeah, I wonder if it's better to get your boobs done after you have kids.
Yeah, then I was like, should I just wait? Like, I've gone this long without them. Why would I not just wait a couple more years until after I have kids? Like, because really, what? Like, I could wait 5 years and get them done. I don't know.
You could,
it's
like,
a
go
whole
to
thing.
A consultation and just talk
I could
about
go to,
it,
but I yeah, feel like, and just see.
I feel like consultations is where they get you.
I feel like my mom's going to listen to this and I'm going to get a very intense text message and I can't wait to see what it says.
What do you think she's going to say? You're perfect.
You absolutely do not need to get your boobs done. You could die while you're under for something cosmetic
True,
and ridiculous. you're going to literally risk your life to get something so frivolous in cosmetics. Wear a push-up bra. My God. Enough.
She goes, I know Hannah made fun of you for the chicken cutlets, but they were doing a good job, okay?
Yeah,
they
she'll be like, buy a padded bra and shut your mouth.
But it's also like you do attract a different kind of guy when you have boobs. I mean, you
good.
I feel like you're going to get subtle.
Good. Honestly, amazing. I hope so. I'd be lucky. Done. We're getting them done. That I just designed. Do you know that people like, I don't, not gigglers, I think you're just like random people that happen upon our podcast, will DM Craig and be like, Paige is so mean to you on Giggly Squad. And I'll read the DMs and I'll be like, that's not even the context in which I said it.
Well, since we're getting deep.
It is funny though.
I also.
Want your boobs done?
I'm also getting a boob done. I'm just kidding.
Wait. If you're about to say you're going to get plastic surgery on something, then we would have to do it at the same time.
We would do it at the same time, but not yet. I can think of something. DM me if you guys think I should change something about myself. Just kidding. That would be so fucking abusive.
Oh my God.
I wanted to talk about our like pills that we take for happiness. So I've been on Paxil. I don't know if we ever like talked about it. I've been on Paxil. I took it in college because I was having performance anxiety. I was under like so much pressure that I like was having like yips. I was having trouble serving, like, and I took Paxil and it actually calmed my brain down a little.
Oh, I like, I thought like you meant like you couldn't have sex.
No. I only cared about tennis. Sex is not.
I like performancing.
I don't know. My pussy is just the Sahara Desert.
Just
like,
close.
I
was like, nope, not today. Okay, so you, okay, got it. You were getting stage fright, basically.
I was
getting,
yeah, I was just like, I had too many nerves, and like, you know, college, yeah, the world's just closing in on you, and you're, yeah, scared. So I took it. I took it for a couple years, but I was very like ashamed. Like, I didn't want to be taking it. I felt like I was crazy because I was taking it. So I, yeah, got off it eventually. Then I did this TV show, and
I was in a really dark place. Small little picture.
And I went back on Paxil so that I like didn't harm myself.
Right, literally. Yeah.
And I've been on it for a while. I'm on like 30 milligrams. I basically said to my therapist that I think I have ADHD.
Yeah.
Because TikTok told me.
Yeah.
And she was like, you need to talk to like a psychiatrist. And I was like, let's level up. Let's level up. So I've never met with a psychiatrist. It's honestly was way too much admin. But like, I finally got this like virtual, and it was this nice lady. We like talked, and she was like, you have some trauma. She's like, I don't think you have ADHD, which is like,
you're like, let me just, what's your TikTok? Let me send you these because it's literally me.
She said, literally, I don't have trouble focusing because like when I'm interested in something, I could like I can edit videos forever.
Oh my God. Who fucking told you that, Hannah? Who told you that?
You did?
Yeah. Oh, don't you dare, because I will literally go back in Giggly Squad and find it. I said, you don't have ADHD because when you want to do something, like you get it done, you do it perfectly. It's just, you have to be interested in
it. Oh, yeah. You were saying me and Craig are making it up to seem more interesting.
You literally were making it up to get out of things. You're like, sorry, my ADHD. It's like, I asked you to literally text me back. It's just like, you fell asleep. That's not ADHD. You taking a nap with butter is not you having ADHD, okay?
So bitch told me that I don't have ADHD, and I was upset. And she was like, you have like past trauma. She said yoga is really good for it. She was like, what do you want? I said Paxil. And she goes, you know what, Paxil is really bad if you want to have a kid. Like, if you get pregnant, God, on Paxil, it's really bad. And I was like, look, I'm not trying to get pregnant right now, mm-hmm, but God forbid I do, because I'm so bad with my birth control, like that's something they should tell you. So I'm getting off Paxil,
okay,
and I think I'm gonna go on Zoloft,
okay,
like the OG.
Yes.
But like, she also said like Prozac, they were talking about Wellbutrin. I'm interested what the Gigglers are on, but I think I'm being put on like just like old school Zoloft.
I thought Wellbutrin was something you went on in addition to. Like, I thought it helped the original medication. Or is it a medication all on its own?
It's a medication on its own, but like TikTok is dangerous because TikTok, there, some girl was like, Wellbutrin's amazing. Like, it helps me get up in the morning. It helps my ADD. And then someone else was like, Wellbutrin ruined my life. And you're just like, there's no.
No, there's, so, it's so scary.
So for me to switch, I have to take half of my Paxil and half of the Zoloft for like a week to, mm-hmm, but like, I haven't done it because I've been scared that I'm going to like get brain fog or like all these, right, weird side effects. Because my literal only job is to like know how to talk.
Right.
So that's what I'm going through.
It's so funny you say that, because I like went back and forth with the idea of going on anxiety medicine, because 1000% I should be on some type of anxiety medicine. But I honestly, I'm going to be completely honest, the stigma of me being on an anxiety medicine like was kind of getting to me, and I couldn't understand why, because I was like, I'm in therapy. I tell everyone, like, I feel like if you need medicine, you should go on it. But for myself, like, I couldn't even go there to be like, what would it be like on anxiety medicine? Because I'm so scared of everything changing my personality. Yeah. I don't even like being on birth control because I know that it's changed parts of my personality.
So, and that's like, it's totally valid. Maybe you just have to get to a darker place. Like, I've been in places where I'm like, fuck it. Like, I need this to survive. Like, because I was that way with the stigma too. But I do have to say, like, if you start on a low dose with something, and I'm not pushing this on anyone, I'm just saying I had that same fear. But what it does is it, like, it's actually science, and it will just quiet those like crazy insane thoughts, so you actually become more yourself. It's like you with, you know, like sometimes you're with someone but you're just not there and you're just so in your head about some
like
bullshit.
You disassociate.
That's the like crazy talk that like it will
I disassociate
down.
All the time. I blame that on reality TV, that I will like be in situations and then I'll just take my brain right out of it because of reality TV. Because I'm like, I know how this is going to look and I can't be here right now mentally.
No. And like you've gone through trauma. Like I've gone through trauma. We've all gone through types of trauma and there's different ways to cope. I also know that like genetically I come from, there's depression in my family. There's anxiety in my family. And I've always done like the lowest dose. But like if you're struggling in your own brain day to day, like we live one life, why not try it? And it's just like the boob job. Take it out if you're done. Take it out if you don't want it. Flick the fillet.
I hope that you get to rock bottom so that you can figure out whether or not you want.
Like I went through a really bad breakup where I just didn't feel like myself. I felt like my brain was playing tricks on me. I was just felt like I was like self-sabotaging. Meanwhile, I was right about the whole thing. Like my gut was right, but my brain was like playing tricks on me because I wanted to leave the relationship.
I also have like, again, like my mom in the back of my head being like, you want to go on medicine? Come here for a week. That'll be your medicine. I'll tell you
have
what's
some
wrong
chicken parmesan with the I'll real tell you Sunday what's wrong sauce. With you. Okay. I don't know what kind of sauce you've been eating out there in Charleston, but it's not the right kind. What would Kim rather? You go on a low dose of like anxiety meds because you're in like a very insane career right now and you could get off them whenever you want?
No, she would tell me to stop smoking nicotine, which is true. She would literally give me 10 things that would probably take my anxiety away in a minute, and I would just be like, no, I'm not doing that.
I know, my mom's like, have you gone outside in the last
six
days?
Like, maybe
and
if
I'm like,
you
it's not about that.
If you saw the sun for 1 second and maybe did a little exercise, your brain, and I'm like, it's literally not what we were talking about.
My mom's
but
like, you haven't drank water since 1994. This is such a deep, good episode. I feel like we had to be vulnerable for
really
a while.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Hey, gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion, or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt, and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, gift mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless. And they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/giggly.
Have you seen the Michaela drama with the lashes?
Oh, have I ever.
Can you explain it to the gigglers?
So there's this girl on TikTok. Her name is Michaela. She got huge on TikTok. She's from Boston. She has like an insane Boston accent. People loved her because she was so real, so relatable, great at makeup, whatever. She is doing an ad for, I forget what the brand even
L'Oreal,
was.
Who actually, L'Oreal Telescopic is the best fucking like
mascara.
I highly recommend it.
And so she was saying how just that, like how it was the best mascara ever and that you gotta try it, whatever. And people noticed that when she was putting it on to the final look, she had added individual lashes. Look.
And it's an ad. It was an advertisement.
It's an ad. It was a paid ad. When you watch an ad on TV for telescopic L'Oreal, those models on the commercial also have fake lashes on. Your whole life that has happened. Now we've transitioned to advertisement on social media with real people. Did she lie to her followers? Yeah, she lied. Should she have not put on the extra eyelashes on the end? I guess not. But what are people going to murder her? Like, Who cares? Like, people are coming at her so hard that it's like, okay, this bitch lied about mascara and fake eyelashes. We have an entire government. Like, it's just our whole lives are based on
lies. Why don't you worry about your fucking boyfriend who's lying to you about everything?
I am not condemning this poor girl who...
She's also, they came for her before because they took out of context this thing of her being like, do you know how hard it is to be an influencer? Like I worked from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and everyone killed her.
Lost their fucking
minds. I'm a little worried for her mental health. Like, yes, I'm
because also,
for her.
Also, her saying, do you know how hard I work as an influencer? People took it wrong because they were like, this is such a great job. Like, this is such an easy job.
She was defending herself against something else. Like, she wasn't just like, hey, guys, I work hard.
Also, her type of influencing is different. She has a different mental strain on her that most people will probably never experience. Like, that specific type of mental anxiety. So, like... It's also like, okay, you're going to cancel makeup TikTokers. What could they have possibly done that that's so bad? Like, I just think it's like a bit much.
Well, people love coming for her. I think it's because they thought she was like the most relatable. Then they were trying to be like, oh, her Boston accent is extreme. And then, like, they felt like she kind of lied with the lashes, but, like...
Like, okay, she made a mistake.
It's nothing that bad. And, like, I'm actually worried for her mental health because people forget she's a human.
Every shampoo commercial you see, all of those women are wearing insane extensions. They're wearing four wefts of extension. Every single ad you've ever seen in your life was a lie. And people are taking it so to heart because they feel like they know this girl.
Yeah, like Jennifer Aniston doesn't just drink smart water.
No, and she doesn't use just aloe vera. Okay, I'll tell you that.
Avena. She doesn't use Avena moisturizer. Avena. I'll tell you that right now.
No, she does not. Like, everyone should just chill the fuck out. It's just so easy to, like, I think people feel power in, like, canceling people. Mm-hmm. And so, like, they jump on it and it's, like, so easy for them to, like, sit behind a computer. But it's, like, you're yelling at a girl that lied about eyelashes. Like, there's bigger problems. Get over it. Who cares? Unfollow her then if it ticked you off that much.
Also, you know she's selling the lash to you. Like, she didn't, like, it's a, like, $9 lash product. It's not like she has some, like, pyramid scheme that she's taking all your money. You know it's an ad. You know she's trying to sell it. And the mascara is actually really good.
But I feel bad for her.
I do. I mean, I hope she'll learn from this and she'll never do it again. But, like, I do hope her mental health's okay. Because I know in the past she's had struggles with it. And this is, like, a bad trigger. I have two things about makeup.
Right.
What is your opinion on birthing makeup?
No, not for me. Not me, not now, not never. No.
There are girls
not.
Who are getting a makeup artist to get their makeup done so that they have the baby, they can take a photo with a full face.
I feel like women have been doing this forever. What I will have in my delivery room, I want full skincare happening and I want ice rollers just always on me.
Ooh, I love that.
Like, if I want a picture with my baby after, I just want my face to look snatched and glowing, but I'm not putting eyeshadow on. That's insane.
Full lash. I'd love to talk to one of the women who want it, because it's like, what, you're afraid your baby's going to come out and be like, put me back, this bitch is ugly.
Yeah, I'm going to hire Michaela to come do my makeup before I give birth.
Like, maybe a tinted moisturizer.
Maybe. Maybe. Like, possibly a chapstick, a tinted moisturizer.
Also, I'm going to be shitting. I'm going to be crying. If I had, my makeup would be everywhere.
You're going to be sweating. Oh, you're going to be sweating so much.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the amount of sweat that comes from you. I will be in itself wild.
I don't have Taco Bell the day before, I'll tell you that. Also, guess what? The Chihuahua on Taco Bell doesn't actually eat Taco Bell. Whoa!
Wow, what a throwback. Very niche.
There's also this method called underpainting. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of it?
So that is the makeup artist that Kendall and
Mary Phillips.
Yeah, that Haley used. I tried it the other day. Here's what I've learned with it. You have to use like a light, light, light foundation. Also, people have to remember too, Haley and Kendall have like, first of all, everything's Photoshopped. Let's just get that out there. Everything has a filter on it. But second of all, for that to really look good on you, which I think it does actually really look good, I feel like you have to have really good skin. So, like, yes. I feel like it all starts also with the primer. Actually, I'm going to say this. I tried a new foundation, and I absolutely love it. And because I kept getting the frickin' TikTok ad, and I was like, whatever, I got to do it. The El Maquillage. Because I kept getting this TikTok ad. I absolutely love it. And I've also realized in, like, my makeup days, if your foundation doesn't perfectly match your skin color and your skin tone, like, your makeup looks trash.
Yeah, it's more about the color, I feel like, than the actual brand.
It's absolutely more about the color. And
how did you pick the right color online?
You have to do like an extensive quiz. And I was like, there's no way this quiz is going to match my skin color because I don't even know if I'm answering the questions right. And I think it's flawless. It's not thick, but it's definitely full coverage. So like I couldn't do the Mary Phillips thing with that foundation, but I could do it with my Ilia foundation from Amazon. I love because Ilia. It's yeah, because it's like thin,
like tinted moisture mm-hmm. chapstick. I fuck with so hard because I have pale lips. It's a whole thing.
Oh yeah, you love you.
So
love
for people who don't know the underpainting method, you put your contour first,
yeah,
like your bronzer or contour. But my question is, then you put it over it or you put it around it, the foundation?
Well, you have to use liquid, so it has to be liquid contour and liquid blush, and then yeah, you lightly like do it with a brush. You can't do it with a sponge, and you just kind of like in circular motions like put it over it. But really, you've already put your contour, then above it you've already put your blush, so it's like you don't even really go over it. You go over like the spots of your face that have no makeup on yet.
Yeah, I actually kind of tried to do it at my shows this weekend, and
did you?
I think it looked okay. Like it? Honestly, I don't know. The lighting's so bad in the green room. I've been like doing this bit about how football players, like they're hot. Like I dated this guy who was like 6'7". He was a born again Catholic, but I think he was fucking other girls. But he told me he couldn't have sex, which is whatever. I'm over it.
Wait. He was in college. You were on a date with him and he said, hey, I'm a born again Christian, which means
yeah, so he was like, I had sex in high school, but like now I'm like celibate. And I was like, okay. And then he kept wanting to get me to go to Bible study with him. And he literally was like, you have to go to church. And I remember being like, just because I don't go to church doesn't mean I don't have morals or something. Like we fight about. But I was like scared of the church for some reason.
Wait, to think about like the fights you had with your like boyfriends in college are just so funny to me now, because like none of them are relevant. None of the situations are relevant. Like none of the and the drama in like fighting in college.
I was always like, when I get a boyfriend, I'm going to be the cool girl. I'm not going to be annoying. I'm going to be laid back, because you just like hear your guy friends talk all the time.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
yep.
So like with him, I was like, I let him get away with so much stuff because he mm-hmm. was on ESPN once a weekend. Like even he would like lose a game and I would be like, I'm not going to text him because he's probably mad. Like I was like so scared. And then finally he did text me and spelled the word isn't, I-S-I-N-T. And I was like, this guy's fucking dumb. And I responded. And then he was like, I'm tired from practice. And I'm like, you don't add a letter when you're tired, bro.
Yeah.
But the reason we broke up was because finally we had a talk about like Becca, my best friend, who's a lesbian. And I was like, mm-hmm. so you don't think she's going to go to heaven? And he was like, I just believe in like the classic family structure. So, you know, I was like, okay, so if Becca's going to hell, I'm going to hell with her. And I'm taking the kids and I'm taking the dog. So you think Becca's going to be a bad parent? You've lost your fucking mind.
And you're like, and now I'm a lesbian out of spite. Fuck you, sir.
I'm an ally. But I posted this on TikTok, like about how he couldn't spell the word isn't. And the amount of girlies who wrote about the dumb boyfriends they dated and what they spelled was hilarious.
Yeah.
This one guy would spell bagel like beagle. This one guy spelled tired, T-I-E-R-D.
T-I. Yeah, okay. I can see how he got there. My boyfriend, my favorite boyfriend in high school, we all know him. He taught me the difference between there, and there.
He don't like, give him that kind of power.
He sat me down one day and he said, look.
I love how whenever you saw the word there, you were like, it's a 1 in 3 chance.
Yeah. It's like, whatever. They know what I mean.
This girl said she dated a swimmer who didn't know how to spell sorry. And he why did I say it like a Canadian?
Sorry.
Sorry. S-O-R-E-Y. And then this one guy got breathe wrong all the time. You know, like breath versus breathe. Breath
okay.
E after it.
Okay. Justice for that guy. That's a hard one.
I mean, true. This one guy can never spell restaurant. I see how that's difficult.
I can never spell schedule.
Well, look, you don't count. You're beautiful. Oh, shit. I'm looking through the comments. Some guy wrote, he was stupid because he dated you.
I love when sometimes like you get a roast comment and you're just like, it's kind of hilarious.
That was really funny.
Like, and you want to like it because you're like, that was good.
Some girl wrote, my ex spelled stomach as S-T-U-M-E-C-K. Okay, well, people are writing it was definitely Gronkowski. No, it wasn't, but he did get hit in the head a couple of times.
My TikTok situation that I wanted to talk about was not my personal situation, but Northwest, the daughter of Kanye and Kimberly, keeps coming up on my For You page, and it's her doing TikToks with her siblings. Hannah, she is the nicest little girl to her siblings. I literally thought it was a bit. Like, I was like, wait, is this legitimately her personality toward her siblings?
Do you remember when Kanye tweeted about Stormy and we thought it was about, he said, like, I don't fuck with Stormy, but he was talking about the porn star. I thought he was talking about the three-year-old, and I was like, wait, some three-year-olds are assholes.
He was talking about the porn star? I legit still thought that he was talking about his niece.
So Northwest, or is she just being nice because she's using them for her TikToks?
Or she's super fucking smart and manipulative and doing that. But she's so sweet and kind. They were like baking something or like doing some like craft or something. And she kept being like, okay, and now it's Chicago's turn. Like, you can do it by yourself. You got it, Chicago. And like, then she would do it. And like, it was just the cutest thing ever. And I felt bad for thinking that she would be like a bad kid. Because I think Courtney's kids are bad.
I don't think the entire world should be able to watch North's TikToks all the time. There's something not right about it.
I get it. I totally agree. I also think about like how hard it must be to raise kids in like such a social media era, and like at what age are you like, okay, you can have a TikTok?
I mean, I could see Kim being like, you have to show them to me before you post, but like, This is most people don't let their 12, 13-year-old post on anything. Not especially hers are going to go viral for anything like, she does.
It's also crazy, like, at what age are kids getting phones now? Because I feel like when I was younger, I remember I got a cell phone at, like, I think it was Christmas of sixth grade. And I was, like, the last of my friends to get one.
Yeah, I got it at 14. So I was the freshman year of high school.
So you were in, yeah, okay. Oh my god, Lenore, she was strict.
Yeah, kids are on their iPads.
Yeah,
like, at 2 years old, like stealing from checking accounts and shit. Like, these kids are out of control.
out of control.
I also, are they that sick that Kim is like, we want to make sure Northie is going to be famous so she can start building her brand now? Like, what's happening?
I don't know. I actually don't get that vibe that she's given them brands yet.
I mean, I just like, I don't know. I think Kanye's right. I don't think she should be letting the kids post. I know that they're like, oh, there's no comments. But like,
right.
I don't know. I don't want people's eyes on my, that many people's eyes on my child.
No, I don't want my anyone looking child. At my child. Yeah. Nobody's worthy to like breathe my child's air.
Like, why don't you tell Northie to take a video and send it to her friends?
I don't know. We're not moms, so what do we know?
Imagine that age caring about likes, being like, that one only got 2 million views.
Well, no one's allowed to comment on their TikToks. Like, they have comments turned off. So
but you
like
I think it.
Yeah, that's true. Like, imagine being born that famous.
It's so strange. Also, Chicago's like really cute.
No, she's like, literally the most stunning
like
child.
Doll.
Yeah, if I was picking favorites, it would be Chicago. For
see,
sure.
This is fucked up. Random people on a podcast should not be like picking favorites of a random celebrity's children.
But if we are, we know who we're picking. Anywho.
Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad, for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Searching for the perfect gift idea for that hard-to-buy person on your list? The Allbirds Wool Runner is a natural fit. The Wool Runner is super cozy, super comfy, and super giftable. It's made with ZQ-certified merino wool, a naturally cozy material that offers next-level comfort and a lower environmental impact. The cushioned midsole and versatile design offer all-day comfort in a classic style you can wear every day, even in a winter wonderland. And its fully machine-washable construction makes it easy to keep your shoes looking like new. Allbirds shows off the Wool Runner's carbon footprint right on the shoe so you can see the difference for yourself. On top of that, they actually offset that carbon footprint to zero, making the Wool Runner completely carbon neutral, so you can stay cozy and tread lighter on the planet. This holiday season, give tidings for comfort and coziness with the Allbirds Wool Runner. Discover your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's ALLBIRDS.com.
Why do you have veneers put on the list? Because is that another one of the things that you're thinking of getting?
What did I put? Veneers?
Just put veneers.
Oh, no, I just like didn't realize that every celebrity has veneers. But there's like two kinds of veneers. There's the veneer that like they like turn your teeth into like little nubs.
Yeah.
And then there's the veneers that are they just like put it on top of it.
Do you want them?
No.
Me neither.
I just realized that like everyone has them and some... It looks like they have like a mouth guard in their mouth.
I think the better ones are when they shave your teeth down.
Oh. I think the better ones are where they do like one or two teeth.
Yeah, because I just think if they put it on top, like it's too big. Like the amount of people that can't talk because their veneers are so big, that's unfortunate.
People were, I saw like an article, like Meghan Trainor got veneers. Like some veneers, like Pete Davidson has veneers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it changes their look sometimes for the better. And they're fucking expensive. Jordan Woods got veneers.
Justin's for Jordan Woods. I wonder when that, like, I feel like that second shoe hasn't dropped.
No. The Red Table Talk wasn't enough. Finally, dope documentary. I watched The Price of Glee.
How was it? Was it so intense? Was it way more intense than you thought it was going to be?
It was very, like, gossipy.
Interesting.
Like, it was kind of, like, cheaply done, but it wasn't, like, a fancy documentary.
What, like, network was it on and, like, who, like, narrated it? What was the vibe?
I think it was, like, ID or something. Like, it was, like, kind of one of those, like, cable networks that do murder stuff. So it wasn't, like, aesthetically pretty.
Yep.
And it was very gossipy where they had, like, new, like, entertainment reporters being, like, I heard Lea Michele's a bitch. Like, it
Got it. Like, a People magazine
I didn't hate it, but it was not, like, factual. And they had, like, a roommate of Cory Monteith just, like, spilling tea. It was definitely, like, for tea, and it wasn't that, like, respectful.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. How long was it?
It was 3 episodes. And they didn't even get that in depth. Like, you didn't learn anything. The only thing I learned was, like, that Cory Monteith, this was, like, kind of his first gig.
I hate when it has, like, a bunch of different reporters from, like, different places, and they basically all say the same thing. And you're like, yes, we know it was crazy, but, like, what's the next part? And then they just, like, never say it. I know exactly what you're talking about. I hate those kinds.
They were trying to make it, like, how Lea and Cory Monteith weren't good together, and she put pressure on him, and she probably dated him for the show. And it was, like, a ton of Lea slander, which it seems like the easy way out.
Yeah.
They basically were, like, she was really type A. He was really laid back. He had a lot of pressure to perform, and he wasn't a natural dancer or singer like everyone else. He was under a lot of pressure.
Justice for Lea.
I know. I mean, she obviously, like, has her reasons why she didn't get along with certain people, but... What was interesting is they basically were like, Glee was insane. Like, when you weren't acting, you were in dance class. When you weren't in dance class, you were recording, singing something. Like, it was
like
insane.
Like, it was a tough
gig. And they also
gig.
Went from nothing to, like having, like, 18 million viewers on the first episode. But they basically said they all were, like, so fucking tired. And there were, like, weirdly a couple suicides of, like, people who worked there because, like, the pressure and stuff.
Yeah, they say it was like a cursed show.
Yeah, and then the Naya Rivera terrifying thing, like,
that
makes no sense.
No sense. That is
her dad
still one of those
it.
Deaths that, like, it, whenever someone brings it up, I'm still like, oh, no, I that one.
Yeah,
I
haven't
like
processed
that.
It. They said that it was a dangerous place to jump into the water. She jumped, maybe. And then the other guy... who's a pedophile that was a downer.
Oh yeah. Real bummer on that one. Bummer, dude.
That was just but I remember, like, my mom loved Glee.
I've never watched a single episode in my entire life.
See, my mom's a singer, so she loved it. I never got that into it, but, like, the Gleeks were crazy.
No, I hate musicals. I can't. I literally can't.
I feel
can't.
Like Craig liked Glee.
Loved it.
Wait,
literally
I just imagined
loved it
Craig,
so much.
Like, starring in his own musical.
No. Yeah. No. No. musicals are just not my jam, not my vibe.
Speaking of performances, you guys, oh my God, we survived last week. I'm so proud of us. But we are going to Texas. We're going to Houston, Austin, Dallas. We're going to Nashville, Denver, Phoenix, San Diego, Philly, Huntington, Minneapolis, Chicago.
Chicago.
So get tickets at giggly-squad.com. Also, I'm going to Miami and I need to sell tickets. So if we have any Miami gigglers, go to my website.
Wow. Are you going to stay at the Good Time Hotel?
I'm trying to find Ja Rule again. I'm doing like bachelorette number two.
All right. Thank you guys so much for giggling with us.
We love you so much and we'll talk to you later. Bye.